Everybody, let's have some fun. Hi, everyone. Niyama is Sean here, and welcome to the Outliers Edge podcast, where we champion the leaders who are shaping the next era of humanity to help by helping them leveraging what makes them different to make their biggest difference in the world. We are focused on one difference maker, one outlier here today, Candace Dorsey. Candace, it's an absolute pleasure to be able to be in space with you. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. And Candace, I know sometimes like I see some things that say like CS, say Candace, like what do you prefer for this conversation?
I prefer Candace.
All right, cool. Let's do it then. Candace, like I want to start off here and I today's gonna be an incredible opportunity for us to share with outliers how you do things differently, right? It's not like we're not a podcast of like this is what to do. It's more about like this is how I do, you know? And like we use that to breathe space into people's beliefs, their self-doubts, the uncertainty that is the creating a vision, right? A lot of us are entrepreneurs, a lot of us are business leaders, a lot of us are like we're creating something that feels different for us at least, and we're looking to create a different world. So let me start off here by telling you about like the world like I experienced with you so far. You good with that?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
All right, cool. So my experience with you, Candace, has been one of like you're someone of, and I just want to like sink into this so I don't rush through it. Yeah, like what I really get about you, what I enjoy about you is I feel like you have candidness like comes with you. Like you speak what is true. There's a truth and an authenticity behind like what you do. You're organized, but at the same time very like open. Like I feel like there's a fluidity to you as well when I get a chance to spend. So like I get encouraged because that means I can play on both ends. And when I say both ends, what I mean is like we can go and dream huge dreams, but then we can also take the time to then get into like a plan such that these dreams actually get like actualized, you know? And so that's the feel that I get of you, like as we're still getting to know each other. I want to make sure I reflected that back to you, and to put that into our space there. Thank you so much for just being a part of it and for letting that shine through.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. So let's take some time here. I want to let outliers get a chance to know you. And every outlier that comes on here is up to different things, right? Some of them are up to big things. Some of them are up to like really concentrated, intense things, but we're all up to something, right? Why don't you tell us here about how you are creating a different world for the people that follow you?
Yeah, sure. So, my name is Candace. I'm the host of the Hello CS Dorsey podcast, lover of all things business, Disneyland, cat videos, you name it. I love all the cat videos. So, my primary focus is podcasting at the moment and just showing and teaching non-techie people that you can do this great thing, how you can make an impact, you can share your message to the world, and it doesn't have to be all about those barriers that we con that you know they see online, or you know it's all in your news feed, you know, of the people who have the wonderful tech, the beautiful equipment, you know, lights flashing in the back and having the, you know, the nice Boss headset, you know, earphones. And it's not even about that. And I show them, I teach them, you know, a better, easier way to get your message out there and, you know, putting all those barriers to the side. So I'm all about ease. I'm all about making things simple. And I'm all about getting rid of the noise of the outside world.
I love this here. So, like, why is this important to you? Like you can do so many different things. Why this in particular?
Well, I started my podcast in 2019, so I was faced with the whole tech and, you know, trying to figure things out and trying to like, because I wanted to just have a conversation. I wasn't trying to have like this great podcast or anything like that. I wasn't even thinking about growing it for my business. I just want to talk to people because I like to talk. So that was my main thing. I just wanted to talk to other authors that I was an author at the time. I wanted to talk to them and, you know, talk about their books, their experience and things like that. And this just evolved into something to where people was like, hey, can you show me how to launch my podcast? Or I'll get questions here and there. And I've been showing people so long, like I want to say since 2020, during the whole pandemic thing. And I've been showing people that long of a time, and I've tried like every single thing. I tried to do like the course thing, I tried to do like the boot camp, the challenges, the, you know, this to try to In essence, sell my product. When I'm starting to realize that it's not about the big audience, it's about who actually is listening and taking action. So I'm learning that as I go along.
So I like this element here. There's a lot of what you're saying that resonates with me. This is a no frills podcast. We're I'm not on Riverside. I'm not on other places. I'm like, we're naming all these things here. So there's no affiliate commissions with any of these things that we're naming. But it's just the component of all right, is it great content? Is it a great experience for people? And are they actively able to make something out of it? There's a podcast I've listened to. There's about 600 episodes right now, and I've listened to, according to my player, 386, and most of them multiple times. Because it's like there's still good juices, good juicy things inside of it, right? And most of them were done while this person was walking down the street and saying it, but what was inside of it was things I hadn't heard, things that motivate me, things that I'm like, oh, I'm coming up against this challenge right now. I know that I'm going to want to bail and try and find something easier. And I remember when he was talking about don't bail, so I really love this component here. Let me go back a little bit here. I want to focus on how you showed up for you in this process, right? I really love how you're a practitioner as well, right? You're a leader and a practitioner. It's one of my favorite ways of being, which is see me and come along with me as I continue to grow in this here. And I will share as I share, but the work is never done, and we're only ever getting better at this, right? Let me just check in real quick. When I say a practitioner leader, does that feel like it's in alignment with your style of leadership?
Yeah, definitely. I drink my own Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
So when I'm teaching, showing people things that I have done that I am doing. Like just recently, and I'm not trying to promote or anything, but
I love how you whispered that right there. No worry. You,
not trying to
uh,
promote
you,
anything.
you, yeah, you do your thing, and it's my role as a host to navigate the conversation
Right.
probably.
So, I just sent out an email to my small teeny list. Like I have 50 something people on my list, and then I had finished wrapped up my podcast challenge, and I say, hey, I'm thinking about growing and starting a community. Like I know what it was like to, start something and not get the support, the help. I had to figure it out all on my own. And just have that community support. And I said, while you're growing, I'm growing with you. So I let them know that, this is not only for you, this community, this is also for me as well, because it's not only going to help me be consistent because I have people watching me, but it's going to help them be consistent because I'm watching them. So it's kind of like and vice versa.
Yeah, I see a lot. One of the things I want to call in is your ability to do it with them. Because I feel a lot of times we feel as leaders, as people bringing people into a new world, we have to have everything figured out. We have to there's no way that there can be any I don't know, chinks in the armor. Everything has to be
Right.
just completely smooth and everything. And there is something to be said about that. If you go back to some of my older episodes, I'm like, just be different. And now I'm like, be different exceptionally well, if you're gonna be different, be the best different you can be, and so I think there's something really special about I call this out because I think that there it is a style. It is a style in doing that. I've called it I heard someone call it a crash test dummy. I'm like, I don't know if I'm that, but it's like I'm just going out and trying things and then telling you about it. I think it's something else to be in it with you and being like, look, I'm going to go out with you as I do it and share in real time. I just think that there's okay, I was going to say that I felt like there was a stigma around it, but realistically, I don't think there's some universal world stigma about going through things with people. I think that I personally am afraid that I won't be taken seriously if I end up being someone who's going through the process as well. And so I'd love to kind of like I'm not alone in this here. I've talked to other people around it. I'd love to hear your take on how you navigate that because there are other outliers out there that would love to just get started, but instead are holding themselves back because they need to get all the ducks in a row, so on and so forth, and like to look like a leader. And in the event of it, they're not leading anything at all. So let me check in with you. Like, how do you navigate that? Like, is that real for you, firstly? Like, if it's not real for you, let's not talk about it. Some th third person thing. I want to get into like what your challenges have been, like what you needed to do to be able to show up this way. So like, when I say that, that's how I feel around it. Is any of that real for you?
Yeah, I think it is real. I think the thing of it is when we say have our ducks in a row, do you know how hard it is to put ducks in a row,
Oh,
like
that's
live
good.
ducks?
That's
It's
good.
very hard. There is no ducks in a row. The ducks is gonna be quacking, and especially like with the mom duck and they have the babies. The babies is following the mom, but they're not in a straight line at all. They're like in a group, clustered together, and they're following the mom. So if you think about those things, you think of yourself as a leader as well. Like you have these group of people that are not in a row, but they're following you because they're like, oh, she knows the way, she's navigating the way. For me, I had to like really take a step back and say, hey, Candace, you just be Candace. You empathize with people, you show your Candace compassion, and people follow that. And I've noticed that, I kind of feel and felt like I was doing everything, I would say wrong, in a sense that I was trying to do things the way the gurus say do things, because I'm seeing that they have like this, multi-million dollar businesses that work for them and work for some people in the bunch, but not everybody in the bunch have the great success. So it's all about telling people, like, hey, you can do this. You don't have to do this way. You can do it your way, but and keep it simple and professional at the same time. So I give one example. I was, doing my challenge and everything, and I was doing my slides. I hate doing slides, to be honest with you. I'm not a slider. I love sharing my screen, showing everything, all the things. What was
Keep
that?
going, keep going, keep going.
But I when there was an aha moment in the group when I stated, hey, all you have to do is just get your phone, download a voice note app, get your phone, and record in the closet. I did the same thing. I recorded my first podcast interview in the car. And they was like, wait a minute, what? Aha, boom. You don't have to do the same thing that everybody else does. So for me, I'm like, I'm trying to find my flow, find my Candace, find my special Candace, in the process, and noticing that the ducks are not in a row. They're all everywhere.
This is cool. This is really cool to me because, like, you talked about like you're not a slider, I think that's really fun. But I also hear that like you do something different than what I do and what I've seen, which is like you're like, I love sharing my screen, and there's something if I like in that like I want to like focus attention on, like, because part of your message is like it doesn't have to be complicated. It does not need to be what other people. Like what you're seeing out there, it could just be you. Let me know if I'm getting that wrong, if I'm capturing the wrong part of your message. Does that feel
That's
like it's in alignment?
correct.
Okay. Yeah. So like for me, I'm like, I would love to see you go another year without doing another slide, right? That's me at like hearing, right? But I would love to see what would happen like if your screen share game went up like, two levels. So it's like, all right, I'm going to constantly share my screen with you, and you're going to get what you need, because I feel like that's the, when you said the aha moment, it wasn't like they went on to slide five and then they got the aha moment. It was like, you're like, hey, by the way, if you're, it basically feels like to me, you're like, if you think you need to put pressure on yourself to get this done, it has to be a certain way. It doesn't. A lot of other people will create slides. I can literally just show you my screen and we done. You know, what are your thoughts on that? Like, this is just like, as it's playing out in real time, I'm like, oh, that seems like one of your advantages there to be able to like navigate the screen share in a meaningful way.
Yeah, I love it so much because I even do this for my clients. Like I go on Loom, and instead of sending out an email, I record a video and share my screen so they can see what I'm doing, what it looks like, everything. And that has always been my specialty. That's always been the secret sauce to why people really like working with me. And Like even though when a lot of people, in when you're doing challenges, when you're doing webinars and everything, they say, oh, you have your slides and you don't show them everything, you don't tell them everything, you don't teach them everything, but just give them a little bits and pieces. And I'm like, I am not a bits and pieces person. I am like going to show you 100%. This is what it looked like. This is how it is. If you want me to show you how to do it, we can go on to the next stop. But I'm just going to show you. Here, this is what it is, type of thing. And I think a lot of people appreciate that, and it makes them want to follow you for a long time. They stick with you.
I think it also brings on a different type of like person, like someone who's like, oh, I want this. I want to incorporate it. Or like, wow, there's actually a lot that's involved in this. Because a lot of people, I think, sell how easy it is, or they sell simplicity as easy as ease. And it's like, it's not like it's like you can have simple stuff that are still involved. Like we were just talking about the podcast, it's just a podcast. Like I'm creating a podcast my own, but I'm like the number of steps involved is the like there's a lot of things involved, right? And then you put on the I like doing volumes, so you put that on volume, and it's like wow, this becomes more complex, not complicated, but complex, is because there's a lot of things in that. But it's cool to just keep going back to like, well, what's simple for me? What's easy for me? How can I get this so that like even the complexities are only like minor complexities rather than like I created this huge process that requires me to have sit in the right room, have my coffee in the right place, like the lighting exactly right. No one could cough anywhere within a 1 mile radius, so on and so forth, just so I can get the perfect environment. I feel like you stand for something different, and it's really cool and refreshing.
Yeah, I definitely do, because even for me being in this, I don't know, 2019, was that 5 years or something like that?
Isn't that wild? I'm gonna tell you the wildest thing here for me is that if someone's gonna be listening to this episode again in 5 years,
I
and
know.
so it's gonna be 10 years from when they heard it. Well, he could like what you're talking about feel like timeless principles. So continue, please.
Yes. For me, my best episodes is when I'm in the downstairs in the little closet that we have, the coat closet, and there's like a little, a little back part or whatever, a little storage part. I squeeze in there and I start talking. Like, I have the deepest conversations on my podcast when I'm doing that. If I'm standing here in front of a computer just sitting here, it is the most uncomfortable thing, and I don't want to do it. And it causes me not to want to record. Like I'm like, oh, I don't want to sit at the desk. I don't want to talk. But if I just have my phone, I'm like, hey guys, I was thinking this, da, 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 and then it has the best content for me. Tech Russell Bronson, for instance, I listened to his podcast, Marketing Secrets Podcast, and I've listened to podcasts where he was like on a walk and the wind was blowing in the phone on the phone, but he still was talking. But I'm like, ooh. He has like really good gold nuggets. Or, he recorded a podcast episode one time when he was out here in San Francisco and went to oh, I forgot that. It
That's
was,
not, it's not really not, that's not as relevant. So just like tell me what was your insight from it?
yeah, so the thing of it is, he was literally at the Bay Bridge outside cold, and he was recording a podcast episode of his experience there. Like on a hill, and I seen the actual video of it, but I listened to the podcast audio again. So the thing of it is as long as you have it, if it comes to you, you can be at the grocery store, start talking. I see people talk to other people on the phone all the time. Ain't nobody gonna know there's no one on the other end. They're not
That's
gonna call the
cool.
police on you, or anything like that. So wherever the creativity or anything sparks, just go ahead and do it.
So, where's the most unorthodox place that the creativity has sparked for you, where you just like pulled out your phone and just started like recording?
I think for me, my car in the garage is soundproof.
Cool. Has it been like, I think about this. It's interesting because right now I'm in a place where I'm trying to learn a new skill set, not like a new skill set in a way of being. And the skill set, like I'm good with quantity. I can do quantity. And now I'm looking to bring in quality. So quantity, like a whole lot of quantity. There it is. And some of the things I think about are like, I'm prolific, but I like my current approach to quantity and quality feel like it's getting in the way of the prolificness, right? As in, there's a time where I had multiple podcasts coming out, multiple clips, multiple like emails, like on my email list, new shorts. Like I was just constantly creating new things to go out there. And this time around, I'm actually slowing things down. I'm like, okay, let me actually just make like, let me make the podcast exceptional by my standards. Like, have I done what I wanted to do with the podcast? And then none of it has to do with editing. 0% have to do with editing. But it's more about like, am I creating an experience for Candace and others to like feel like they're really taken care of? Are we like, can I reliably say this is when your episode's going out and know that like I don't have to like, there's no sweat. Like it's almost like it's already ready, you know? So I'm thinking about these things that you say it, and like I'm trying to balance for myself even this that like element of it doesn't take much, and oh, I want to give more. So let's talk about that maybe, and then we'll start wrapping up for this part of the conversation. But like, is there a time, or has there been a time where like you kind of felt like, okay, I do want to change this up. I do want to like slow down a little bit more, or put more into it, or something like that. And the answer can be no, right? Because in my mind, it's like, I'll tell you why I'm asking this question, right? Because in my mind, I'm thinking about it through my lens, and it's okay. Let me do what's easiest for me, just to get things moving, you know. And I keep doing what it just so I can get some a lot of practice. And then eventually I'm like, oh, I'm gonna want to have a like my vision changes. I'm like, oh, I could do it like on the fly, but I would rather like, and I don't mind doing it on the fly, but I'd rather do it here, right? And I'm not sure if that's act like I can see some components of that showing up for me in the past with some things I've done. I feel like that's it with the podcast right now with me. I'm like, I could just get this out within 10 seconds. Like we can just do this live. You know what I mean? Like we don't have to do like but I'm choosing to do something different with it. And I'm just kind of curious about your experience with allowing whatever the most natural way is for something to get created to exist, and then also leveling up like what you're bringing out to the world as your desire like aligns with it. Not because everyone says it, but because you're like, actually, this is part of my vision. Curious about that.
So I think the thing, like I always tell people and me for myself, what is your why? Why are you doing this? And the main thing we are doing this is to deliver our message. Your audience doesn't care about the back end, and I have to understand that. Like they don't care, they're not caring like how you do it. They just want to hear your voice. They want to, take notes. They want the tidbits. I have experienced my podcast has evolved so much over time. Like I've done different things within 6 months. I've done different things within a year. I've had an episode where I'm like, this isn't goodbye, it's see you later. And that's like my most downloaded episode ever in the history of my podcast. But then I came back. And I was like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. I'm gonna lose my audience, but that's not necessarily true. I see other people, they take a break and then they come back. You have to do what's best for you. And the thing of it is, I like the spontaneousness because I get the best gold nuggets out of being spontaneous. Like just saying, hey, I had this idea, or something like that, and put it up there on the podcast. You never know what your audience is gravitating towards. And when we overthink things so much, I noticed that when it's squeaky clean, it don't get any downloads. When it's raw and you're like, so yeah, and yeah. And people be like, oh, did she do that too? Type of thing. They can relate. You get what I'm saying? It's being relatable. And we're in a time where people want real people and they want to, see someone that looks like them or talks like them or acts like them. They want relatable. It's things have definitely shifted. I can feel it.
No, I'm with you. I appreciate this conversation. There's one of the things that I feel inspired to do is just to like I've been thinking a lot about like my other forms of thought leadership beyond the beyond the podcast. And the podcast, like there's some of my thought leadership comes on, but it's a lot of it just like being with the person that's here. And so what's going on for me is like it's making me think I do a lot of WhatsApp audio. Like I'm happy, like my clients and I were constantly going back and forth on it. Like I'm like you produce something now, like I'm happy to respond back. I'm like, well, what if I just made it like a video instead, you know, and like and made it for like it could just be a very easy way to get back in the con like not content. There's something else. There's something that's more important than content to me. To give people an experience of their own transformation. That's literally the context that I want to keep things in, even though it's going to be delivered like it's content, right? But I think there's something to that that almost like someone asked me the other day, like, what's your zone of genius? I was like, my zone of genius is conversation, you know, and like if I'm talking, we good. And I think that one of the gifts you gave me in this conversation is that I'm realizing how complicated I am making the next thing. Not complex, but complicated. How like much I'm like, all right, I gotta go back and make emails again. I gotta go write and I gotta go find a copywriter to write. And I gotta go this thing here. And then we have to make sure it's all checked. And I'm just like, I can just see all the steps as opposed to being like, well, what if I just released something that was a video of me in a way that I do it? And guess what? I can also put it on my podcast and we'll have a cool podcast system in place. So all the goodness keeps get being good. So it's something to play with here. And you know, I'm gonna go to outliers overall as we wrap up this conversation. Outliers, like I want you to spend some time thinking for yourself. Like in this conversation, Candace and I were really focusing on like what are the things that come easy to you? What's easeful? What are the like, and if you got rid of any of the like the needs or the shoulds or like the comparison of what it looks like when you have teams and people being behind you and like not people but like time being behind you. It's like you know year 10 of the podcast is going to look very different than your first ever episode, so on and so forth. Like just get into doing the work, get into being out there. So for us, we talked about some of the ways that like felt feel aligned for us. Actually, Candace, you and I have a lot of like similarities in this space here. But outliers, you might look at things very, very differently. It might be a poem or a drawing or a picture or like a quote or whatever it is. There's your equivalence of what comes easy to you. And my invitation is to A, spend a few minutes today just like mulling over like what comes easy to me, what's the easy thing for me to get done? And then B, like just look for two instances throughout the day to just like play with that, to like be like, hey, I was gonna send you an email, but instead I found this, you know, this I'm gonna send it to you instead. And just play around with it. Just start. It doesn't mean you have to take it on every time, but if we can start increasing your range, increasing your capacity, increasing and increasing your capability, I think you'd be surprised what you end up finding coming easily for you in the long run. So, Candace, let's wrap up this conversation here. What I'd like to do is end it with three things. The first one is what I'll call your outside, which is oh, actually no, let's go with four. We'll go with your insight first. What's been your biggest insight for yourself, right? So not something you want anyone else to learn, but like what's something that you discovered about yourself or through this through any part of our conversation?
I discovered that I can do it. That's like, like I can do it. Just people, I'm not trying to be like really like all, oh, people love me. But no, people like me as being Candace and not something else. So just being me is 100% gold.
I had a big conversation with some friends and peers, powerful coaches that like hold me in my place, and they helped me realize like, hey, dude, like you have a whole lot going on for you. Like, we just miss you. Like, you're doing all this other stuff that is like, that's fine. I know you can do it, but none of that is you. You are the one that's gonna get on a plane randomly and come say hello because you felt the wind. You know, like that's you know, versus like you're gonna create a system behind the scenes. I'm playing with both of them. So I really feel you on that. Thank you for that insight. What about an outside? An outside is a takeaway that you want for people listening to be able to walk away with. So what's one outside that you love to leave with them?
I think an outside is you don't have to have your ducks in a row. They are not in a row. They do not go in a row. You don't have to have all of your I's dotted because the capital I is actually has a line that goes at the top. And your T doesn't have to be crossed. You just have to just get started and do it. That's it. And just let it flow.
It's like you're such a catalyst, you know, like a spark. Like I feel like you get people started, you know, like you're like, hey, like you have it in you. Great, let's get you going. Like it's yeah, I'm with it. In a big way, in a big way. It's part of the reason why I like the podcast, where I'm like, hey, you want to do your own podcast? Well, why don't you just come on mine so you can like never say you've never done a podcast before? You know, like it's like by the time you finish sitting and record, you've been on a podcast. Like, and that was 30 minutes. You know, I was not so like so spectacular. Hey, for anyone that wants to like continue going deeper in your world, they want to join you in your challenges, they want to join you in like some of the things you have going on. What's the best way for them to do that?
You can actually follow me on Instagram. It's CS Dorsey underscore hello. You can follow me on Instagram. Send me a DM. I like talking to people through the messages. Yeah, that's pretty much the best way.
Look out for in the description and show notes. We like to keep the contact info there for ease of access. And the last question that I'll ask you is one that we call the time capsule question. And it's right now you shared your insight in this moment. You shared it outside for everyone else. But I'd like to end this off with like a message that you would like to leave yourself that you'll listen to about 10, 15 years from now, right? Something that like I think that we have a lot of wisdom inside of us right now. That like we're gonna keep growing, but it's something you know is important right now that might get lost in the mix 10 years from now. What's the thing you want to make sure you never forget or that you always remind yourself about?
You got it, girl. Just keep going, keep your faith, and I see you. You made it.
There we have it. Thank you so much, Candace. It's been an absolute pleasure. I appreciate you taking the time, bringing your candidness, your openness to this space, and then helping all of us grow through your own experience. All right. Be well and journey on.